Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Parshas B'Shalach has a lot to talk about. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the Parshas Haman. Very powerful element to this week's Parsha, and hopefully maybe to learn something really esoteric, really fundamental in terms of understanding how Hashem runs the world. We know that the Torah records that Hashem tells Moshe that he's going to have man rain down from Shemayim, and he subsequently enumerates a number of halachos that pertain to the man. You're only going to get a certain amount each day, you're not going to get on Shabbos, if you wait and you leave it over, it's going to turn to worms. A number of different halachos that the Torah enumerates for us to give to the Jewish people. And the Torah includes, as part of the instructions, as part of the details of the man. So Hashem says, I'm giving the man with all of these restrictions, with all of these commandments. Why? In order to determine whether the Jewish people can keep my Torah. There are a number of different mefarshim to focus on this leman anasenu. What exactly was the nisayon? What exactly was Hashem testing the Jewish people with the man? So we're going to get to Rashi, who's most famous as it regards to this comment, but I want to mention a couple of others to get our feet wet, to get ourselves ready for a more deeper analysis of Rashi. The Ramban tells us, what's the nisayon of the man? So the Ramban says, I want to see how the Jewish people are going to follow me around when they don't know where their next meal is coming from. They have all these kinderlach to support and make chasinas for, right? And einaklach to make chasinas and mitzvah by me. And are they going to be able to maintain that level of intensity, that kesher, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch, despite the stress of not knowing where their next meal is coming from? Each and every day they go to sleep that night, they wake up the next morning, I'm not sure. Are the Jewish people, say the Ramban, are the Jewish people going to maintain that connection? That's the Ramban's insight. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Or HaChaim tells us that what was the Nisayon? So he says the Nisayon was knowing that they're going to have every meal taken care of, are they going to be able to devote their time to Torah learning? They have no excuse. They don't have to make a parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking care of the rest, right? It's that famous joke. You know the joke, right? You've all been there, right? The joke. The Shver comes home from meeting with his future son-in-law. And he says to his wife says, "Nu, did you like him?" He says, "Yeah, what'd you like? Yeah, I liked him a lot. He's a good guy. How'd you know?" Because every question I asked him, I said, "How are you going to provide for my daughter? How are you going to support my daughter?" He says, "Hashem is going to God's going to provide. My son-in-law thinks I'm God, right?" So Or HaChaim says, when everything's being provided for, how are they going to allocate their time? Are they going to be willing to commit their time to asmada, to limud haTorah, or are they going to find alternative ways of using their time? That's the Or HaChaim's insight as to what this nisayon is. But Rashi gives a different interpretation, and that's the one that we're going to examine today through the lens, through the eyes of the Nesiv HaShalom, and I think it has some quite a bit of practical insight as well for our lives. Take a look on page Kuf Chav Vav, right-hand column. He first quotes the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim." I'm going to rain down this bread, which of course we know to be the man from Shemayim. "Vayotzu ha'am," the nation's going to go out. "V'laktu dvar yom biyomo," and they're going to collect each and every day. "Laman anasenu," in order to test. "Hayelech b'sorosim lo," whether or not they're going to observe the Torah. Perish Rashi, what did Rashi say? What's the nisayon? "Laman anasenu hayelech b'sorosim." "Im yishmeru mitzos hatluyos bo," are they going to be able to observe these specific commandments? That they won't leave anything over. They're not going to go out and collect. Can they handle this one mitzvah? Essentially, this is going to be a litmus test. If they can't handle this one mitzvah and they mess this one up, what is that going to serve as a prediction, as an indicator, once they receive the Torah? Comes the Sifsei Chachamim, who's one of the famous commentaries on Rashi. Ubisifsei Chachamim, Yavar Divrei Rashi. Right, point out the ein lefarsh shekoy rak al v'laktu dvayom biyoma samuchlo. Don't think that when the Torah says I'm going to give the Jewish people this nisayon, it's only on that one specific requirement of not leaving anything over. The lam yirtzel and zos mitzvos losasir v'lo mitzvos Shabbos. Can't be that he's only going to test them about the prohibition of leaving over and not the one about not going out on Shabbos. V'lachin mufresh demusav atchiles apasak nimrit alechem min hashamayim leman anasen ayelch b'sarzeh akumitzos atluyos b'man. Really, this leman anasenu, this nisayon, you shouldn't think is only on that one detail of leaving over. That doesn't make any sense, says the Sif Seichai. Must be that when the Torah says Ayelech b'sorasim lo, isn't just on laktu dvaryom biyomo, it's on all of them. You shouldn't leave anything over, and you should make sure only gather on certain days, and you should make sure day in, day out, Monday, Sunday through Friday, you're going to collect only what you need. It's going on all of them. That's Rashi, and that's the Sif Seichai. The obvious question is that if this Liman Anasenu, says the Nesiv HaSholem, is really going on all of the mitzvos, I don't know, I probably would have placed the Liman Anasenu differently. What would I have said? And this is exactly his question. Achein zegufa tzarech biur. Madua lo nemar Liman Anasenu tekef la'achar hinin imamti alachem lechem min hashamayim. What I would have done, said the Nesiv HaSholem, is I would have done the following sequence in the Parsha. What I would have done was, I would have said, I'm telling Moshe Rabbeinu, all this man's going to fall from the sky. And before I mention any of the requirements that they're going to need to be met, I'm going to start off by saying, Liman anasenu ayelech b'sorasi, colon. And then I would have shared, every single day you're going to collect, and make sure to collect a double portion on Friday, and make sure not to collect on Shabbos. What I would have done was, says the Nesiv HaSholem, is I would have told them what I'm going to do. I would have told them the objective is to test them. And then I would have shared all the different details. Why does the Torah say, I'm going to rain this all down, Rabbi Brand, then shares one of the restrictions, one of the requirements that Hashem has, and then subsequently then shares more. It's disjointed. It's not organized, says the Nesiv HaSholem. Why doesn't the Torah mention it immediately after he tells him what he's going to do? That's question number one. Question number two, the Etzem Omer Lumana Naseno Tamua, says the Nesiv HaSholem on the top of the next page. I don't even understand this altogether. Why is Hashem testing him with the Parsha Saman? Shalom Atzinu Kemishar Mitzvah Torah, Shakarish Baruch Hu Omer, Liman Anasenu. Do you see in other mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, do you see that when you have the mitzvah of Shatnis, you have the mitzvah of Paraduma, you have the mitzvah of Kashrus, you have the mitzvah of all the Shabbos, you have the mitzvah of anything out there? Do you see in the Torah says, by the way, and I'm giving you this mitzvah, Liman Anasenu, Ayelech B'sorasim Lo? Why Dafka by the Mon? Why does the Torah specify and utilize this one, which by the way is an interesting one? It's not even mitzvah ledoros, right? It's only a mitzvah in the midbar. Why you tell me that's the nisayon? That's the one you're going to pick to test the Jewish people? Seems a little bit strange. And one more. Va'od inyan miyuchan matzinu b'ma. We see another thing by the mon. Ma'ashenem el'ahalan zahadavar shatziva Hashem mole ha'omer mimenu l'mishmeres l'dorosech l'man yiras alechem sh'arachati yaschem b'midbar v'otzi yaschem eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, we're going to take one portion of manna. Where do we put that portion of manna? Put it away in the Aron, right? With the broken luchos. Put that away. What about other miracles that took place? I don't know. Maybe put a little bit of the Ananah Kavod in there. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're talking about. It's not a hard thing to do when you're talking about Hashem. Why does Hashem say, the one miracle I want people to remember later on is the manna? There are a lot of miracles. Why not put a little bit of the Amud Ha'anan, the Eish that led them in the desert? Why not put a little Be'er to remind them of what they were able to travel with? Why the Mun? So we have three questions. One is understanding Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. If I were to have written the Torah, says the Nesiv HaSholem, I would have said, Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to rain down Mun so that I can test the Jewish people and then proceed to share all the details. Why am I breaking it up? I'm going to say, I'm going to rain down the Mun to see if every day, Dvayom Yomo, Liman Anasenu, to test them, and only afterwards give more details. Obviously, that's not the case, as the Sif Seichaim says. This Nisan was on all of the details of the month. Why break it up? Number two, what's the whole deal with this Nisayon? We don't have mitzvot where God specifically designates the mitzvah to test the Jewish people. And number three, why does Hashem feel the need to command Moshe Rabbeinu to say, this one thing I want to keep a commemoration of for the future? Those are the three questions that the Nesiv HaSholem has on the Mun. Says the Nesiv HaSholem, V'yesh lomar inyan parshazu, second paragraph, page Kufchav Zayin, She Torah HaKdoshi Nitzchis. The Torah is not just Sipurei Bi'amo. We've seen this many times that the Nesiv HaSholem comments. It's not just stories, but it's eternal. When the Torah shares something with us, It's not just stam to learn a story, but we've got to identify ways in which we can apply them to our lives. As the Torah is nitzchi, it is eternal. It's to teach us how to live the way of life. It's not when the Torah mentions something, it's not just relevant to that which happened in the past. The Torah is nitzchi and the Jew is nitzchi. The Torah is eternal and so is the Jew. And so what is the Torah teaching us over here? Listen to this. The Baal Shem Tov, my Zayd, I'm the 12th generation, and called the Baal Shem Tov, we get to quote him. HaKadosh, Apidarko Shembavar Parsha Zu. Shanitzchius Shal Parsha Saman Hi. You want to know what the eternal lesson of the Mon is? Ho Rav V'limut Shal Emuno B'tachon B'inyone Parnasa. The Mon is the eternal lesson about our Parnasa. And he's going to explain. Uchadisa B'sfar Makadoshim No Malimach. Alomer Hinani Mamtir Lachem Lechem in Hashamayim B'loshen Hoveh. Hashishem didn't say, I'm going to do it in the past. I'm saying, I'm doing it now, and we're reading it now. Ki inyoni nitzchi, it's something that's eternal. Dik Hashem, Shakadosh Baruch, du mamtir geshem min hashamayim, just as Hashem brings rain down, kahu mamtir hulachem lechem min hashamayim, Hashem is also going to bring down this bread, this mon. Vitabin mashpia parnasa min hashamayim. And therefore, he's going to provide, he's going to shower parnasa from heaven. The Jew has to prepare a vessel, a receptacle, to be mekabel parnasa. It doesn't just come on its own. We have to do some type of hachana. What's that hachana rooted in? Midas habitachon, faith in Hashem. When a person realizes that parnasa doesn't come because of the amount of investment I put in, it doesn't result or yield the fruits you're hoping for because of the level of effort that I've exerted, but it's mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim. It all descends from Hashem. It's not commensurate to what I put in. Then you are able to ascertain, you're able to achieve a certain clarity of emuna. V'abitachon she'akadosh baruch hu mashpilo parnasoso min hashamayim. When we are able to realize that Hashem showers, pours onto us the parnasa of Hashem Shemaim, Kishim Shemamtir Geshem al Haaretz, Harumam Shechaz Hashem Hazeh, Achim V'yetzayom Kasher Otzim Meged al Bitachon, Azvalaktu Dvar Yom B'yomo, Tzrichim La'omo B'chol Yom Kedei L'kabah Parnasasam. Says the Nesiv Hashem, quoting from the Baal Shem Tov, quoting from the Noam Elimelech. Now we can understand what's going on over here. You want to know why the Torah said Laman Anasenu by the words Hinene Mamtir Lachem Lechem and not after all of the mitzvos or before all the mitzvos? Is because there is something unique to Dvar Yom B'Yomo. Every single day of our lives, we need to condition ourselves to realize that it all comes from Hashem. What you have today does not guarantee what you will have tomorrow. And what you had yesterday does not mean you're going to have it today. Leman, what is the point? What is the luck to dvar yom biyomo? Leman anasen, Hashem is testing us with our parnasa, not just then, but now as well. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a new decision every single day. Scary. Scary. I think most of us think it's in our hands. Kolchim v'yotzim yod yasulu yasachayel azez, the Pasuk in Devarim warns us about. We've got to habituate ourselves. We've got to condition ourselves to look up to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim before we go to sleep and say, Hashem, please make sure tomorrow is okay. That's why the Torah chooses Laman Anasenu, not before all of them, but Dafka Bai V'Lokhtvu Dvar Yom B'Yomo, to condition us to that realization. That's why the Torah, because the Torah is Nitzchi, picks the Parshas Haman Laman Anasenu, because it's one of the pitfalls that as human beings we have. When it comes to Parnasa, we fool ourselves into thinking it's all about us. It's what we do. It's an investment we make. It's the exertive effort that we put in. And not realizing that while we have to put our heshtadlus in, absolutely, in somchen al hanes, we cannot rely on miracles. But at the same time, the heshtadlus is simply a prerequisite. The heshtadlus facilitates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shefa. The heshtadlus allows Hashem to justify giving us what we have. The heshtadlus does not match up to what we actually receive. And that is why Hashem said, of anything I want to put in the Aron, you got to put them on. I need the Jewish people when they're kfishas ha'aretz, they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to live a life more, much more that gashmius, right? You're going to have to work the land. Hashem's not going to drop us in front of us. The Jewish people need to be able to refer back to that mon that's in the aron to remind them as a zikaron that while you're working hard, b'zeis apecha tochalechem, with that sweat of the brow, at the end of the day, with all the work and all the effort and all the energy, it's ultimately going to be up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think I've quoted it before, but I'll quote it in conclusion. There's a beautiful Beis HaLevi at the end of Parshas Bereishis, in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Miketz, where the Torah tells us, Vahi Miketz Nasayim Yamim, it came at the end of two more years where Yosef was in jail, Uparo Cholem, and Paro had a dream, Vihinei Omed HaLayor. Asks the Beis HaLevi, we know where Yosef is. Remember, the last word of the previous parsha was Vayishkacheyu. He's still languishing in jail. Why do I need the Torah to tell me he's still in jail? We know. Start with Uparo, name the parsha Paro. Paro has a dream, and we know exactly what's going on over here. Why start off with those four superfluous words? So the Beis HaLevi says, because you misunderstood how Hashem runs the world. And he gives the following mashal. He says, you know, people think that when they are successful in business, the cause is, I research a particular product, I put money into that product, and when I do well, it's me. I'm the Siba. I'm the cause, and that's the effect. Not so, says the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says, you want to know how Hashem runs the world? Hashem decided you're going to make a certain amount of money. Now, he's not going to drop a bag of money on your doorstep. So what's he going to do? He's going to work within the natural course of events, and that stock that you happen to have invested in will go right up. You think it's because of you? No, it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's why we needed those first four words. Because if you would have deleted those first four words that in two more years that Yosef had been languishing in jail, you might have thought the cause was Paro had dreams, and the result was, because of Paro's dreams, Yosef ultimately would get out of jail. Not so, says the Beis HaLevi. The Torah says, Hashem decided it was time for Yosef to get out of jail. How is he going to get him out of jail? Uparo cholem, Paro is going to have dreams. We are not the one that causes. We are not the catalyst. We are not the impetus for what goes on in the world. We have to put our shtadlus in as a prerequisite in order to facilitate that which we want to receive. But at the end of the day, the Ribono Shel Olam decides what we get and what we don't get, or our efforts are not necessarily commensurate to the results of the fruits that are yielded. Says the Nesiv Hashem, that's the man. That's why the man needed to be mentioned, v'laktfui dvar yom b'yomo, that every single day has to be on our mind as nitzchi, it's something eternal. That's why it's specifically mentioned, l'man anasenu hayelech b'sorasi, dafka by the man, because it's so easy to fall into that trap. That, says the Nesiv Hashem, is why we put away the man as a zikaron, to remind us that when it comes to parnasa, v'laktfui dvar yom b'yomo, every single day, we have to look up to Shemayim. We have to realize it ultimately descends from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his determinations, and not necessarily based on what we have. Have a great day.